All right. Welcome, everybody, to the JP and Trav Show. I'm your host today, Travis Davidson. JP is busy this evening, so I was thinking, man, who would make a great co-host to talk some Super football? How about a four-star, a blue-chip commitment? But first off, want to thank our sponsors. We've got Janna King, the Kings of Clean, and then we've also got Riverwind Casino. Appreciate you all for, you know, all the consistent support. And yeah, thank you for being on, man. I appreciate you. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Blessed to be on here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Have you been doing a lot of podcasts or, you know, Twitter spaces or, you know, Instagram stuff? What's life kind of been like ever since you've committed?
It's been a mix of both, honestly. A bunch of podcasts dealing with, really right after the commitment is when I got most of the podcast going. But I did one maybe 2 weeks ago for a basketball thing just because, you know, I used to play basketball. I'd say used to because I'm graduating early this year.
I was about to say, you very recently played basketball.
Yeah, yes, sir.
When I say I used to play basketball, it's very obvious that I mean a very long time ago.
Like, yeah,
you say used to, you got to say just basketball because you could still go lace them up if you needed to right now. Mm-hmm. Kind of getting into that a little bit, you know, your recruitment journey, you're an extremely interesting prospect. There's not been many come through like you because, I mean, you can do everything. You have done everything right at the prep level. Walk me through all of the different sports. I mean, at football, it feels like you play every position. You know, you played basketball, you excelled in all of them. Walk me through kind of what your, let's say what your sophomore and junior years have been like in high school and when you really started to kind of specialize and know, hey, I want to play this specific position in football and I want to play football in general instead of sports.
So, 8th and 9th grade year, I didn't play football at all. I just did basketball, baseball, track. Then I was also in the band. So, I did them, and I really, like, me and my family thought it was either going to be basketball or track that I went to play or do at the collegiate level. And then I came out the day of spring ball because we got some of our players left and went to our rival school. So we didn't have a quarterback. And so other players were talking about leaving. And so I was sitting in my mom's office with her and the other principal. And they just told me, they're like, what if you just go out there and try? Like, just go out there. If you don't like it, then you don't have to. It's just spring ball. So I went over there. I talked to the coach to see if he could just manage to be able to manage football and band. And he was like, yeah, that's no problem. That's going to be easy.
He needed a quarterback. That, he's like, I'll do anything.
So I called mom. I was like, all right, I'm going to play. And so I was actually driving her car at the time. And so I was going to go back over there, and then she was going to drop me off back at the football field. And then, like, 2 minutes later, I called her again. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to practice today. So can you find a ride over here? So she's like, okay. So that's when it really all started. And then after my second football game in high school is when I got my first D1 offer. And so that's when we kind of figured that, like, this was actually going to be something for me. And it just started.
Your second high school game you ever played, sir. You got a D1 offer?
Yeah, second one, it was against Durant. So, you know, Durant had Colton Yarbrough, who's at Arkansas. Oh, yeah. So when you go against people like that who's has some eyes on you, it just happened to be I had one of my best games and picked up an offer.
Yeah, one of your best games. You'd only played in two of them.
Yeah, yes,
I mean,
sir.
Technically, it was one of your worst games too. You know, you played in two of them. Uh-huh. So, walk me through that game against you know, a player like Colton Yarbrough, a talent there out of C4 as well. Walk me through, you know, how you performed in that game specifically that got you that offer.
Yeah, I mean, they scheduled us for their homecoming.
Ooh, that's always an insult.
The second game of the year. So I kind of felt some type of way about that. And so that year we were on a homecoming tour. So everybody was scheduling us for their homecoming. So
we
just went through breaking everybody's homecoming. So I went through, I know I broke the quarterback rushing record that day. And it was only my second game for like Broken Bow. I broke the quarterback record. And so doing that, I guess TCU was also there, but they weren't the school that offered me. But I really felt like I gained a bunch of eyes just from that.
That's crazy, man. Second game ever, broke the rushing record for quarterbacks. Just went out for football, you know.
Yeah.
Was just going to do band. And what instrument did you play?
I was in the percussion, so I was really doing snare drum that year.
Doing some drum line. Okay. Yes, I feel a little Nick Cannon action. Okay.
Yes, sir.
So you were banned, and then you're like, I guess I'll go out for football just so, you know, we can have a team because everybody's leaving. And then you go, and how many teams did you beat when it was their homecoming? How many of them did you ruin?
I think it was three or four.
Oh, hey, that'll teach them.
Yeah.
That'll teach them. That's incredible. So, you know, with that, did you know at that point when that first offer came, is that when you were like, oh my gosh, I really want to do this football thing? Or did you still have ideas that you might go track or basketball, something like that?
That was the moment where I really felt like this is actually going to be for me, just because for me, it was natural. You know, just being that being my second game, I wasn't knowing how to read the defense at the time. I didn't know how to read which blitzer was coming and which hot route to hit at that point, just because it was my second game. So everything I did was natural. So I really felt like after that first offer, me and my family, we really knew that football was going to be what I'd take advantage of.
Nice, nice. That's fascinating. I've heard a lot of recruiting stories, man, and I don't think I've heard one like that. So I'm glad we touched on that a bit. So obviously you get the Oklahoma offer. There's a little bit of like, hey, this kid's in state, you know, we feel like we might like our chances with him, but Oklahoma doesn't sign everybody. I mean, Colton Yarbrough, you just mentioned, right? There have been others that have made it out of the state for sure. But why did you choose Oklahoma?
The first thing for me, so it was kind of crazy. It was a crazy journey with OU. They, my sophomore year, they came down, but at that time it was Joe John Finley who came down, and he came down, visited me. So talked it up with him. Seemed like they were very interested. So I went up to a game day visit. Then after that, I didn't hear from him again that year. And so it kind of rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah.
And then they didn't reach back out until around the time that they offered me, maybe like a month before they offered me. And so just getting up there, it wasn't on my mind to commit during the visit that I took. But once I got up there, the coaches were really Christ-oriented. It really felt like a brotherhood up there. Mm-hmm. You can just tell how tight everyone is, and I think that started with Coach Venables. And So after that, the Soul Mission, serving our own legacy, they do that up there too, which is just amazing with a bunch of community service and everything. So that was really the main part that made me choose Oklahoma.
Yeah, and who was it that, you know, you said you were feeling, you know, some type of way a little bit after you hadn't heard back? And, of course, you know, the guy that's actually being recruited at QB's in the chat saying
– Jameson, what's up, man?
Have you got to spend some time with Jameson?
Yeah, me and James, we actually talk a lot. I think that's one of, like, the main keys of being a receiver – and a QB, but also technically a quarterback and a quarterback. You know what he's going through back there. So yeah. A bunch of receivers, they always think they're open, but you don't see that the defense is sending eight at them. So, you know, right. I think that's going to be amazing, just having a quarterback at the wide receiver spot for him. So, yeah, we've been talking a lot.
That's good, man. He seems like a good kid. He hops, he's in the chat often. I think he might I think he's got his visit this weekend. So,
yes, sir.
And then we might get him on the show next week. We'll see what the Cards have in store. But yeah, that's so when they reached back out, walk me through that conversation. Was it Nagy? Was it Cale Pearson? Was it Emmett Jones? I mean, who was reaching out on behalf of Oklahoma when they were re-engaging with you?
It was Kel Pearson. He called me. He asked me what position I wanted to do in college. I just told him, you know, it's always going to be a kid's dream who's played QB to go play QB at college, because that's the main guy in a way. But I also told him, I really don't care where I go. I just want to play somewhere. Yeah. And so talking to him, he told me where he played, the route he took at Air Force, just so he could play QB and everything. And talking to him about that and just getting close to him before even getting the offer meant a lot.
Yeah, he's a good dude. He's a real one for sure. And yeah, he had, you know, an interesting path as well, obviously. So yeah, I mean, you're going to hear about it all the time, right? You know, have you talked to coaches at all about, hey man, when I get there, if you need, you know, a wide receiver pass or something like that, like, I'm your guy, you know? Have you had those conversations with them? I would.
A little bit. They told me they mix in some trick plays in just for me being a QB at that wide receiver spot.
That's cool. That's cool, man. Yeah. I'm glad you brought up kind of that interesting perspective that you have when it comes to, you know, what you're going to play, wide receiver, quarterback. You know, speaking of wide receiver position, you're looking around the room like the Fresh Prince was when the room was empty, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the class, it's
yeah, they're gone.
It's all gone, man. What'd you do? So, but you know, obviously Oklahoma, one of the top ranked classes in 2027, you know, the top ranked class in some, I think in 247 composite. Now they got 4 or 5 stars. And once Cooper gets back healthy again, he'll be back and up into that status. Another Oklahoma guy like yourself, like, what's it like to kind of see, okay, I've committed to a class, you know, I've got other wide receivers here, you know, kind of momentum, this, that, and the other. And then you lose a couple of the guys in your position group really quickly. So you're kind of the lone guy. How do you process that? How did you find out about it? You know, what were the vibes? Kind of, did you kind of see it coming? You know, walk me through that process.
Did I see it coming? In a way. Just because. Yeah. The people, like, we have a Snapchat group chat, so we talk a lot in there, and we just talk about visits, like, if we're going on any other visits, how we're feeling, if everybody's still locked in, and sometimes we wouldn't get responses. So that meant it kind of, I don't think people really took notice of it until it happened, and we kind of just figured that it was going to happen, but being the only one right now, you know, everybody wants to be the man, you know, but being the man, you're also going to need some help.
Yeah, so, for sure.
I know that we did just offer Milan, so hopefully we get him into this wide receiver group too.
Yeah, have you met him?
Not yet. I meet him this weekend on our visit.
Oh, nice.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that'll be cool. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those that if you don't want to be at Oklahoma, like, then don't be at Oklahoma. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, Oklahoma's always going to have someone someone to commit if they need to.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you look how much talent's in the wide receiver room right now. Who, you know, have you studied much film of the guys that played last year? Or do you have any perspective on, like, a local guy like Elijah or anything like that? What are your thoughts on kind of the current Oklahoma wide receiver room?
I talk to Elijah a lot.
Yeah.
Just from him being from Oklahoma, we ran against each other in track my freshman year, so I got to know him a lot. But I really, like, yesterday I was watching Trell Harris's highlights. He was different at Virginia.
That's some tough catches, man.
Yeah. So I was watching him. I watched a bunch of Isaiah Satania and Deion Burks too.
Yeah, that's Isaiah, obviously, what, second in the SEC last year in receiving yards. Yeah, Trell Harris, all ACC, 50-50 balls. He just kept coming down with them. Tough catches, one-handed catches, catches through traffic, deep balls, whatever you need, he had it, right?
Yeah, he had it all. So I really watched him just because this summer, well, I say this summer, this fall time, he was kind of hurt. So they kind of kept him on a reserve area.
Right.
So I couldn't really see what he was all about until I actually went and watched his highlights, and it was a movie.
You were like, that's all right. Take some time off. You're good.
We'll
take care of it for now.
As long as we get this during the season, I'm fine. You know.
Exactly. We've got a couple. Friends, enemies. I don't know. In the chat, we got Chris Jett with the G4. We got Ryder. We got Kaysen Crutchfield. We got, let's see. We've got Beavers Bend Cabin. We got Crunch Time 4. Man, you brought everybody through, huh?
Thank y'all for coming out. It means a lot, honestly.
You brought everybody through. Settle the fans down that day on it. Yeah, he did. You're like, hey, man, you're good. We got it.
It's going to be okay, you know. But I just felt around that topic, I just felt there was a bunch of – it was really overwhelming seeing that there was two in the same day at the same position.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it really, really nerve-wracking seeing that there's two in the same position in the same day. So I just had to make sure everyone knew that it's going to be okay. We still have the best fan base in all of college football, all of college sports, actually, in general. I say fan base, but really it's a family. I don't know why I keep calling them a fan base. We're OU, and that's for a family. But coaching staff still great, you know, best coaching staff in college football. So we're going to be good, I promise.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We're not too concerned, especially now that, you know, Nagy is here, BV's in year five. Like, it really feels like Oklahoma's got a great foundation. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, it's like, you know, I mean, the coaching staff, even when you've got, you know, some guys leaving for the NFL, you go and get guys like a Jason Witten or Dylan McCullough, right, that are guys that have been in the NFL, whether you played as a Hall of Famer like Jason Witten or coached like Dylan McCullough. Like, it's
– yeah.
You've got these guys. It's like you never have to worry about Oklahoma reloading, and now you've got a full-blown scouting, you know, team, 10 scouts that have NFL experience. You've got Nagy that's done it, right? You've got, you know, BV and all those guys holding down the actual coaching. It's just – it really feels stable. And old Jameson says he used to play a little wide receiver back in the day, and that a little trick play won't hurt. So
yeah, I rock with that. I like
we
that
got him already. We got him already drawing up plays in the dirt with a stick. So Crunch Time in here trying to talk a little trash. Ask him if he can beat his father running.
Let's just throw the real questions.
Oh yeah, real ones, not the fake ones. I got you. I got you.
I'm playing.
That's funny. Caden Penny in here. Chill, Q. That's
KP,
funny.
That's a big recruit we got too.
Oh, heck yeah, man. I watched him. I was on the sideline for the Jinx Bixby playoff game. And he looked like he was folding defensive linemen like pizza boxes. Like, yeah. It looked like one of those videos where the guys are folding the pizza boxes real fast. He was just bending them over. And then guys just didn't want to go to his side of the line anymore. They're like, "Nah, I got the other side. You go deal with Caden. You go deal with Caden."
Yeah.
So that was fun to watch, man. Fun to watch. So now we got Caden wanting to play running back. All right, guys. I get that. We've now been inspired by Mr. Every Position. But hey, gotta chill. We gotta chill. Get Caden Penny in on the goal line. I don't know. I wouldn't want to meet him in the A gap.
No.
That's funny. Yeah, you got all kinds of people from the class in here. Again, like you said, it's a family, man. A lot of people. Now, you talked about, obviously, the departures from the wide receiver room. But, you know, is there anybody that you're looking to recruit, maybe not only just wide receivers and maybe not even just 2027? Is there any 2028 guys you've got your eye on? Any of them out at C4? Or, you know, anybody you play with in 7-on-7, what are your thoughts there?
For the recruiting aspect in the 27s, I haven't seen any wide receivers just yet. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say I haven't seen any. I just haven't seen the ones that, like, we've offered since then besides Milan. But I text the case think it was last night or today, he posted his official visit to Penn State. So I slid up on his post to I texted him. I said, "Nah, I don't like this." So now I'll see you in Norman this weekend.
There you go. Yeah,
I really want Case a lot. You know, he has a really good bloodline with football.
Yes, he does. Yeah, yes, he does. He's got that pedigree.
Penn State. So, yeah, I texted him a lot. I want Bodie too. I seen that he went on his official visit to Oregon. But I'm just going to text him soon and just talk to him about everything. Just trying to get him to Norman also.
Yeah, he, you know, we talked a little bit about rankings off camera, but he shot up, I think, in composite. He's like number 75 player in the country or something like that. Yeah, I think Oklahoma, I think they felt good about Bodie for a while. I think their main concerns were always the local schools, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, the Latter-day Saints connection is real. So you got BYU and Utah knocking on the door. But, man, it would be very difficult for me to be a high-level defender and watch what Oklahoma has done on the defensive side of the ball and not just say, I'm on
my
way.
That's where I want to go, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and of course, I'm biased. Like, I'm mm-hmm. you know, no secrets here. I'm biased. But it's, you know, with that, it's just look at what the defense is doing, man.
Like, yeah.
Look at the guys getting drafted that, you know, didn't even play a ton or anything like that. You know, you're really about to get cooking in year five here, and the floor of the defense is so high, and they'll let you go hit people, man. So you be careful in practice. If you ever on the field with Michael Boganowski, you keep that head on a swivel. That guy is physical.
Yeah, as an offensive commit, I really do think that OU's defense, you never have to worry about them, honestly. Now that it's starting to click with BB's year five coming in. So he just does so much on the defensive side, and it's easy for the players doing it. But as someone who's just watching it, you're like, how is this happening right now? How did he get this blitz from this person and he's on the other side? You know what I mean?
It's just he's a lunatic when it comes to blitzing.
It's always great having a coach who, like for me in school ball, my head coach was a QB in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So he's an offensive guru. Well, for someone who's going to OU, BB is defensive minded. So that's always great having someone like that if you're on the defensive side.
Yeah, there's always there are some theories in college football in general about like what having a defensive minded coach can do for your strength and conditioning, your overall practices, your toughness, all that kind of stuff. Like they talk about, you know, the Sabins and the Smarts and the Lannings and the Venables and all these guys that are all defensive guys. It seems like, you know, it's, I don't know. And maybe I'm just, again, maybe it's just my bias showing from our last guy, but it's like, it feels like the program's tougher under, under a, like a college defensive, you know, real tough guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it feels like for us. Kaysen says he gets to play with you this year, even if it's just 1 year. He's excited about that.
Yeah.
You got Jeremy Leonard.
Jeremy.
you got Jimmy Brown. We got all Broken Bow in here. No work's getting done in Broken Bow tonight. I promise you that. They all came to just slide through the comments. No work's getting done. Jameson, Caden Penny, a little Caden Proctor action. Wants to get him in motion. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, so it's, you know, you guys showing a lot of love in here. We appreciate it. All of you that are in here, appreciate you. While you're in here, hit the like button and hit the subscribe button.
Yes.
I can already tell this isn't the last time you're going to be on with us. Would love to keep having you come back through. So
no, I love this.
Hit the like, hit the subscribe. We're at like 26,500 subscribers or something like that. Mm-hmm. We need to get to 30,000 by fall camp. At least that's my goal. So. You know, speaking of goals, do you have any personal goals upcoming for this specific season? Are there certain numbers in mind? Are there, you know, teams, obviously, hopefully people are done scheduling you guys at homecoming for their own good. But talk to me about some of your goals you've got.
The first goal, I want to win state.
Yeah.
We got so close. We went to the semifinals and then we lost to the state champions. So I really want to win state this year. I mean, our offense is coming back. Our defense, we're always going to be, like we were talking about earlier, we're always going to be back. You're never just going to have to reload on that defensive side because that's where we live on.
Right.
So I really want to win state. And then for my personal goals, I want to get 4,500 yards. I think I have 4,300, so at least 4,500 yards.
It's a lot of yards, man.
Yeah, a lot of yards.
What does that split go like? I mean, you're like passing to rushing. Like, what is your? Because I imagine you're still playing quarterback there, but then you'll just transition to wide receiver. So, mm-hmm. What does that split look like? Is it, you know, 2.25 and 2.25? Are you running more?
Yeah,
what's the split look like?
That's actually around what it was, honestly, around 2 and 2. I know. I think like I want 2.5, and I want more throwing than running.
Yeah. Rushing,
I'd say, honestly, just to show people that I'm not just a runner, which
yeah,
I feel
absolutely.
Like I show people that. But honestly, yeah, that's what I want is more rush or want more passing than rushing. But I know our offense this year, we were just on a roll. I think we averaged 480.
Wow. A game.
Something so, and that still wasn't our goal that we wanted. So I feel like me getting those extra 20 yards that we needed for our 500 goal, I think that's going to help me with how much yards I want this year.
Man, that's a lot of yards, 480 a game. So
yeah,
you know, with that, obviously knowing that you're going to play wide receiver at the next level, like what is the, I guess, the plan there, just once you're done with high school, just start doing wide receiver training, or are you doing wide receiver stuff, obviously, you know, in other areas? Obviously, I think you went to a camp recently and they needed another quarterback, so you played quarterback there.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, how many wide receiver reps are you realistically getting over the next, I don't know, 6 to 8 months?
In practice, if, like, let's say our – some of our varsity, our twos on varsity are on defense. I'll just go to receiver, get some reps at receiver then. And I'll be going, I know I traveled to Florida to work with Sly Johnson, who's worked with Jeremiah Smith and a whole bunch of receivers. So I travel soon to him to get some receiver work in too.
Yeah, that would be awesome. That's good. Yeah, it's sometimes you got to go to where the experts are, man.
Yes, sir.
People that match up with you, you know, they got proven products. So, no, that's cool. I'm glad you're talking to Case. You know, he's got to stop messing around. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we need him.
That's right. So, you know, obviously, you know, you knew that once you had the offer, you know, you went to visit, you realized you were going to commit and whatnot. What other commitment to Oklahoma had you hyped, had you pumped? Like, were that, you know, was it, I don't know. You tell me.
I'd really say Gabe.
Yeah.
I texted him a lot about OU, and he told me, I think it was maybe a couple weeks after I committed. He told me, I said, what are you thinking about OU? He said, I got you. So, you know, I was just like, I wonder if he actually has me. So after just keeping in contact with him, going to the Nike opening camp in Dallas and seeing him, talking to him about OU there, told me he's going to take his visits. So it kind of made me a little nervous just because I think we were one of the first ones and not one of the last ones to end it off for him. But he canceled all of them after ours. So seeing that he committed, that actually made me really stoked.
Yeah, I mean, the timing of it, right? I mean, it was, you know, that Alabama and Ohio State were really pushing hard, and he was supposed to take that Alabama visit, what, this past weekend? And, you know, a lot of us, you know, OU folks were like, man, you know, going to Tuscaloosa, a lot of people don't make it out. But he said, no, I'm good. Did he tell you about his official visit, about going, you know, fishing and hunting and whatnot?
No, I didn't ask too much about it. I just knew that his phone was probably blowing up.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
I know how it feels, so I just let him get his time, and then I feel like closer on, I'm just going to start talking to him more about how everything was.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Have you had a chance to chat with Ben Arbuckle much? What have talks been like with him or Coach Kuz or anything like that about kind of, cause you're a unique, you know, you're a unique case, right? You're a highly prolific quarterback that just started playing football not long ago and immediately started getting D1 offers. You came from the drumline and basketball. Like, what have their conversations been like with you in just such a unique approach to how you're, you know, entering college football?
Yeah, it hasn't been too much just because the times I've been up there, it's been mostly during practices, so they're usually busy. But I just feel like they think that the best spot for me is putting me in space. And so if that's going to be putting me at that slot receiver spot, then that's where I'll be. And there'll be a, I feel like they know wherever they put me, it'll be good.
Good, good. You talked about running track. What, have you still been running track? Cause that's one of those things, like you can still do it, you know, and train with it. It translates to football, right? It's not like you're going back and forth in between body types or anything like that. So what events did you compete in and what were some of your times?
Yeah, so I won the 200 and the 400, and then our relay teams got second in the 4x2 and the 4x4. I ran my PR this year was a 21.34, and then my final race during that 200 was a 21.43.
Nice. And
so then for my 400, I ran 47.19. I won it with the 47.19, which was the Oklahoma 4A state meet record.
That's so good. Flying speed kills, man.
I haven't really been on the track much unless it's really with our off season and like more conditioning stuff. If we're not doing agility and like our flying 20s and stuff, it's really been we get on the track if we're doing maybe like 50 yards.
Yeah.
Track during then, but it hasn't been too much lately.
Well, this Taylor character thinks that you're about to blow it up. 5,000 all-purpose yards.
Yes, sir.
Best Thank QB you, in the state. And also says you could start for the Sooner Hoop Squad right now. So was that ever a conversation you had with Oklahoma about trying to be a two-sport athlete? Or you just said, man, I like this football thing a lot. It comes naturally to me. I'm done with basketball.
Yeah, I actually talked to some of the coaches about two sport, but it wasn't for basketball. It was actually for baseball.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You're good at that, too.
Mm-hmm. So I was actually talking to them about baseball for a little bit. But after a while, I just thought about it, prayed about it. And just doing a position change while also two of the longest seasons in college is going to be really hard. So I feel like for the best for me is to just maintain on one thing, because all through high school, I was always going from football to basketball, baseball, track, you know? And so I never had the time to just maintain one thing and perfect one thing. So that's what I want to do in college, just perfect football.
Yeah. Specialize, right? It's time to specialize. Yeah, so, you know, being a former now baseball player, what do you think? What do you think, Oklahoma? You've been watching much of their games.
Yeah,
skipping the boys. What are your thoughts?
No, it's been crazy, but they've been proving people wrong. Which I mean, some people say it's shocking, but it's Oklahoma. So and it's baseball. Everything happens. Like anything can happen in baseball. So, yeah, I've been watching them a lot. I know if my official visit wasn't at this time, I'd really be looking at some tickets for the games to be up there and watch them play in that World Series. Because baseball is just like one of those sports that like I've learned to love so much because it's more mental than anything. So I really love baseball a lot, even though it was kind of hard on me at some points in life. Because, again, it is mental.
But, it's a sport of failure, right? The best people ever failed 2/3 of the time at the plate.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've been watching their baseball. It's just been amazing. I mean, the best teams get hot at the right time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I mean, if Oklahoma advances, then you will have time to get to Omaha.
Yeah, but I need
one of the things that I really like seeing is, and just like as a media member, as a fan, just as a fan of sports in general and the college environment, nothing makes me happier than seeing players support the other sports on campus. So You obviously saw the softball players go up to Lawrence and support the baseball team. You've got guys like Daniel Akinkunmi that goes to like all the basketball games. Or at least I notice him the most, cause he's like 6'6" or 6'7", you know, on the front row. I'm like, that big dude. So anyways, like, you know, seeing the guys go to the baseball game, you know, all this kind of stuff, I feel like it really hypes up the rest of the athletes knowing, hey, look, especially football players, right? Because at a place like Oklahoma, like, it is what it is. They're a football blue blood. So it's like when football players start going to those other sports and firing up the crowd and whatnot, I absolutely love it. So I hope that's especially being a guy that played every sport, you know, you can go and enjoy all the sports while you're at Oklahoma.
Yeah, I definitely want to – I want to, like, go to every event. I know I won't be able to, but most of the events that I'm going to be, like I am able to go to, I will be there. It's just an easy way to stay out of trouble. I mean, easy way to meet new people. I mean, you can just be walking and meet some new alumni. Might be like a huge donor or something. You never know. You know what I mean? So I definitely will be at all the events I am able to make.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And like, I assume you guys get some type of like student ID, you know, current student, where like you guys get in all the games free, I imagine, right?
Yeah, I think so. I have to ask them about it, but I know most colleges do that.
Yeah, and you know how many people from around the country would love to pull up to an OU baseball game or a OU softball game, both of those, you know, great programs. You know, basketball, you know, looks like their transfer class is going to have them cooking. Finally got a bunch of big dudes and retain their guys. So, yeah, I live in Tulsa, and I've told all my buddies, like, man, Paul Doobie, who's a buddy of mine, he lives over there, 12th and Lindsay area, so close to the campus. And I'm like, dude, I'd go to every event. Go to every event. Like, every I remember event. One time I was over there for radio, and I was like, hey, what are you doing after I get off radio? Because I was over in the studio. I didn't have any plans. I was like, well, women's tennis has a Sweet 16 matchup against Stanford at like 6:30. Let's go. He was like, what are you talking about? I'm like, dog, we got college sports like here.
Yeah.
It's like postseason. Let's go. Uh-huh. And we had a blast. So, I mean, it's, you know, take advantage of all of that you can. Get around, meet people, you know, go to games. Get to know the other athletes, show the other athletes that, you know, you're there to support them. It always goes a long, long way. So are you you're born and bred in Broken Bow?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I got you. So what is that, you know, kind of want to touch on the state pride situation, right? Because there have been staffs at Oklahoma that were criticized a bit for not focusing as much on state talent as maybe they should, because there's a lot of us that are like, hey, lock down the state, there should be a big old fence around the state of Oklahoma,
especially this class.
Especially this class. Are you kidding me? With you and Caden and Cooper and all these guys and Gabe and all the, yeah, absolutely. Like, but that's the thing, if you build that fence, you know, like, I just feel like if I've got two guys, and maybe this is unfair, this very much could be unfair, but if I've got two guys and one, you know, cares about Oklahoma, the place, cares about Oklahoma, the people, and if I've got one that is just from, I don't know, Connecticut and has no ties to Oklahoma other than, hey, look, they recruited me, I feel like they can get me to the NFL, you know, maybe I got a little NIL money. Like, I feel like if I have those two people competing, I feel like the guy from Oklahoma is going to reach deeper, you know, when times are tough. And he's – so do you feel that as a native Oklahoma? Do you, you know, do you think that kind of stuff matters? I don't know. What are your thoughts about putting on for your state?
I think it does matter. honestly, everybody wants to be the hometown hero. So having the chance to play at a school in your state, the biggest school in your state, is a big deal. But for me, my house was always divided at one point. My mom was an OSU fan. I say was because now she's going to have to transfer over.
Yeah, she is.
So she was an OSU fan. My dad's a huge OU fan. After every football game, we're watching the OU game now. So it's always been divided, but being in Oklahoma, you know what OU is. You know who OU is. Like, you know who they are. You know what they're all about. And so it's been a big deal for me also in a way. Because now this is, like I said earlier, this is the biggest school in my state.
Yeah.
And I get a chance to perform in front of all these people from my state and just show them that people that sometimes you don't have to go out of state to recruit people.
No, for sure. You got them in your own backyard, right? I mean, mm-hmm. Barry Switzer back in the day, he always famously always had more Oklahomans than Texans on his team. But when he did recruit Texans, they always said, well, you know, kids from Texas deserve a chance to win championships as well.
Yeah.
You know, Barry was an iconic trash talker, but there's a reason he's called the king. But, you know, what was the last game day you were at? And tell me about that kind of game day experience, kind of showing up to the Switzer Center, you know, walking through, you know, kind of who was handling the visit, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think the last, like, football game was the main game.
Oh, yeah, where Xavier Robinson – wasn't Xavier Robinson went for, like, 200 or something like that?
Uh-huh, yeah. I went to that one, and even though it was just Maine, it was still crazy in there, you know? So that was, like – I was just imagining myself making a play inside of there and just hearing the crowd go crazy, and even if it was just against the Maine because they were still really, really loud –
Then
the last time I was up there was for the spring game this year.
And yeah, what'd you think of the spring game?
The amount of people there for a spring game was absolutely ridiculous. I mean, I've seen some videos of other schools in their spring game, and it was not near as much people. So seeing that is just – you can really tell – how much fans care about football there or football here in a way.
Yeah, it's funny how, like, other, you know, other states or other schools or cities or whatnot will pick on Oklahoma and be like, and even the Thunder get picked on for that, right? It's like, well, there's nothing to do there. It's like, did you ever stop to think why these teams are so good?
Yeah.
It's like, because they, like, what are we doing? Like, there's a reason the Lakers can't even make it out of the second round. Like, what are we doing? Like, it's because they all got to go to their, you know, they got to shop. They got to go on the, you know,
do
on
so
the,
much stuff,
you know. On TV shows. They've all got their all own production here is company.
Yeah.
Like, it's like just, and what's cool is with Norman, like, you're basically in the backyard of Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
And anything you ever want to do, you're going to be able to do in Oklahoma City. So you can go watch professional sports. You can go watch the Olympics, for goodness sakes. In Oklahoma City, like, so all these other cities I want to talk, you know where there's a lot of trophies? Norman. You know where there's a lot of trophies? Tuscaloosa. You know where there's a lot of trophies? South Bend, Indiana. Like, mm-hmm. You know where there's a lot of, like, these are not massive metropolitan area. You just lock in and you play football. So yeah,
the reason why it's like that.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, again, another reminder to everybody in the chat. Apparently, the whole city of Broken Bow came through. So, go ahead, like the video. There's 950-ish of you in here right now. Like the video, subscribe. We're trying to get to 30,000 subscribers by the time fall camp starts. So, it is right around the corner. So, we got about 7 weeks for that. So, when does your camp start? When does your fall camp start?
We had our spring ball stuff, I'd say a little bit less than a month ago.
Yeah.
We started that. And then our fall, I think we don't start until like the week before school in August or like the week of school it's really different in Oklahoma.
Right, right. Well, I think this might be an all right idea. I'm going to open it up to questions from the chat. So I know you got a bunch of buddies in here, so hopefully, you know, nobody throws you anything too diabolical.
Okay.
But, yeah. But we'll open it up to the chat. We'll let that populate a little bit. Right now, as everybody thinks of their questions and puts them in the chat, shout out your socials to everybody. Where can they find you? Where can they follow you?
Yeah, my Instagram is Lil G Man, GHGMANGH4. That's my Instagram, or you can just type in my name, Graydon Howe, and it should be the first one to pop up. My TikTok is Graydon _ Howe. I'm pretty sure I can look real quick for sure to make sure.
You said just type. I'm good, man.
Graydon.Howe is my okay. TikTok, and my Twitter or X, I should say, is
I always say Twitter, Howe man.
For it. Yeah.
Bro, the day somebody says, like, or the day I say, hey, my Twitter, and they're like, what's that? Like, then I'll stop saying it.
Yeah.
But it's never going to happen. There's nobody that's ever going to, you know, say, oh, I don't know what that is. Can you tell me what Twitter is? And I'll say, oh, it's X. And they're like, oh, well, why don't you just say that? That's never going to happen in my life. I don't have to worry about
it. It's Twitter.
It's Twitter. It'll always be Twitter. X sounds so weird. Like,
did you see just, this X? Like,
no. Yeah, it's like, oh, X. Oh, yeah, my X tweet? Over on. Yeah. And it's funny, JP will get, you know, he'll see this later and see me roasting him. But he does a great job of, like, opening the show with, hey, it's your boy JP, Jalen Posey. We're coming to you live on the OU Insider YouTube page. Also, the OU Insider Facebook, you know, OU Insider, blah, blah, blah. And he'd say, and Travis's X account. I'm like, just say Twitter. We're coming from Twitter.
Yeah.
So, anyways, we got some questions here.
Okay.
A couple of these, probably some inside jokes. But Jeremy Leonard asked, Graydon, are you going to let me catch a touchdown pass from you this season?
We most definitely have to, bro. It don't matter where it is, how it happens, but we got to get you a touchdown before the year's over.
What's Jeremy's stat line typically look like? Jeremy putting up any numbers?
Nah.
Jeremy,
right. He's a freshman.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, he has a little excuse.
He got
time.
Yeah.
Did Case and Crutchfield have a little bit of an injury?
Yeah, his hamstring or something. I don't know.
Jay, man, like just like J-Dub, man, those hamstrings.
I guess careful. You can say, I don't know if he's just faking it when the conditioning get hard or not. No, but.
One of those. Oh, nah, man. Hey, man, we got to run. It's 100 degrees outside. He's grabbing his hamstring going, yeah. Coach, I can't go today. Sorry.
No, he's a freshman. He's going to be really good. I think so.
I got you. Cool. From Crunch Time, most memorable play thus far, most singular play thus far?
I have two.
Okay.
The first one was most likely when we played Ada and one of my touchdown runs to kind of give us momentum so we could go on a big lead. I remember it was – well, there was two plays that game, but one of them was a QB run. I just ran it up the middle. I shed one tackle. I kept running, and then all I seen was green grass. And then I seen one of our fans, and which is a family member of mine. His name's Anthony. He was in the end of the end zone, so I just kept running to him. Then I just jumped up, shoulder bumped him. It was just one of the coolest things ever because, like, it was like it just happened so fast.
Right. You know? I hope somebody got it on video.
Yes, I do have it on video.
Good. You're going to have to send it to me.
Okay, I will. And then another one that game would be when they knew the play. Like, they actually knew the play from, like, film study. And so I kind of just call it an audible. I was just like, yeah, you got that one. And so then we ran it. I faked the play that he said we were going to do. And then I went the opposite way. It was actually to the left side, and I scored another touchdown from that. That was a big one too.
Nice. That's that you've seen that. Was it the Cam Newton?
Yeah, that's video? What I feel like Cam Newton.
He's like, you've been watching film. All right, watch this. All right, watch they scored the touchdown. Oh, that was so sick.
Yeah, that was actually one of the coolest plays ever.
Oh, it's got to be. One of the best. I'm glad they got him kind of – they caught him saying it. And, you know, you can always catch Cam saying it because he's, you know, he's yelling it's about loudest one all there. The time. Yeah, exactly.
I've actually met him.
You met Cam at 7-on-7 stuff? I know he's at that 7-on-7 stuff.
It was at the one in Nebraska. That dude's huge. He's still yoked.
I know, dude. So I was standing next to him at OT7 in Vegas like 3 or 4 years ago. And I'm standing next to him, and I'm like, I can't believe this guy played quarterback. Because I've stood next to Kyler Murray a lot, too. And I'm like,
yeah.
You mean those two people play the same position?
Yeah, he's still, like, jacked. He was in Nebraska's Whirlpool.
Really?
Just walking around doing a training video or something. He was just jacked, like, walking around, big muscular. Like, oh, my gosh, that's Cam Newton.
he's a specimen, man. They don't build him a lot like Cam Newton. There's a reason there's a reason he was getting some of that that special brown bag NIL that people don't talk about. But what was your Chris Jett asks, what was your longest running touchdown or passing touchdown?
Longest passing touchdown, I think it was either 97 or 99 yards. And it's actually kind of funny because it was just a little running back screenplay.
Those will get you. Those will
the
get
easiest,
you.
The easiest throw I threw that year was the longest one.
Hey, that's like a golf swing, man. The easier it goes, usually the better it goes. So, do you play golf too? You play everything else?
Yeah, I actually do play some golf, but
of course you do.
I'm not as good as golf. I'm not as good at golf like the other sports I play.
I got you.
Golf is just something I go out there. I try to stay peaceful and calm to calm me down, but you know how golf gets sometimes.
Yeah, well, it's supposed to be calming, but from time to time, I feel like it has the opposite effect. But
after a while, I might have to go, lake diving for one of my balls.
We don't need that. We don't need that. Just buy another sleeve. But Battle Hold 1550 says, "What team are you most excited to play against this upcoming season?"
Both the teams who beat us last year. Salisaw and Tuttle.
Salisaw and Tuttle, huh?
Yeah, I need redemption.
Going on the revenge tour. I like it. Last year was a homecoming tour, and this year's the revenge tour, huh?
Yeah.
All right, your QB's got a question for you. See if you can name your top five college wide receivers ever. In no particular order. I mean, that's
no particular order. I don't know. It might sound crazy to me, but I wouldn't say they're top five.
What about you? Just your five favorite or whatever.
Okay, five favorite. I love watching the OBJ at LSU. He was that dude.
He's different. Even on like kick returns, he'd be back there doing stuff.
Yeah. Like a one-handed catch for a kick return. I don't know how you do
that. One-handed catch out of the back of the end zone. That was nuts.
I'd say, obviously, I don't know. I just love the way he plays, and he hasn't even, like, played a bunch of years yet, but Malachi Toney is one of my favorites, too.
A lot of fun to watch down there at Miami. I thought he was their best player by far.
Definitely. Malachi Toney, that group that Alabama had with Devontae Ad, like the that group of wide receiver.
Oh, yeah.
Receivers that they had.
Devontae Smith and all those guys.
Devontae Smith, all of them, they were really good.
Yeah, that was a crazy Jameson Williams and all those guys.
That's just crazy that you have some of them in the same room. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you know, I mean, obviously they've had them. Ohio State's had some rooms like that. Oklahoma's had some rooms like that when you look at – you know, your Hollywood Browns and your CeeDee Lambs and
I loved watching them too. Yeah. But the last one I'd say which obviously if as a football fan, you have to know who it is, but Tavon Austin, which I wouldn't, I don't know if you call him a receiver because he played everywhere.
Yeah, he was everywhere, man, especially on his YouTube highlights. He was everywhere, up and down the field. That is required viewing for any football fan. Tavon Austin.
Yes, you have to watch
YouTube video.
That, yeah, I'd say that.
Everybody knows the exact video, too.
Yes, the song and everything.
Yep, yep. What do you have a favorite Sooner ever?
Oh, not really, honestly. I mean, really. I would actually probably Becker.
He's easy to love, right?
Yeah, just his persona.
Yeah, he's got a swagger. He carries himself away,
you know, that you never expect that he was a walk-on at one point.
Yeah, that guy's never thought he's a walk-on, right? He walks in like he's always been that guy. And to his credit, with his play, he always has been that guy with his play.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember that first video that came out of him, speaking of YouTube videos, of him dancing, and it was like,
oh, yeah.
It was like, all right, Trevor Knight, time to pack it up, man. This guy's taking your job.
Was it the one where they all were in that big group?
Yep.
Yeah.
Catches it. I was so sick.
Yeah, and then when he did I saw that, I was like,
that's your starting quarterback.
Yeah, he did the same thing when he went to the Browns. And like had another video dancing going to the Browns.
Yep. Yeah, he thinks he's got some moves. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have a feeling does Jimmy Brown play wide receiver?
No.
Okay, because he asked what the best wide receiver you played with, and I figured he was looking for a little help there.
I don't know if I could say that because we didn't like. I know I have receivers who stand out more than others.
Yeah.
But our whole receiving core is really good, and it's always been really good when I've played. And I'm definitely not going to answer that while I'm still in high school because that can start some stuff, you know.
Absolutely. That's hey, that's smart. That's good control of the locker room.
Yes, sir.
Good control of the locker room. What college team are you looking forward most to playing against? Obviously, being in the SEC, you're going to have all of them to pick from.
Yeah, really anyone in the SEC, there's one school I think we all know. I'm not going to mention them, but them for sure. I think that atmosphere is just actually crazy when that game happens, and I'm really ready a part to be of that. But honestly, that's kind of every SEC game.
Yeah, the environments are crazy, man.
I'm really ready to go to Georgia. I want to go to Georgia and experience that because I feel like once I experience a way SEC game, I can do anything.
Yeah, it's not going to get louder. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you're not going to walk into a stadium one day and be like, oh my gosh, I was never prepared for this. Like,
yeah, like, nah, this is every week now.
Yeah, exactly. That's just, those are just the normal football games you play now. So, we've got a little advice here. What's your best advice for upcoming freshmen?
Don't be afraid to get up there in the front to lead. Don't ever think you're too young to lead, because if you can play, you can play. But giving 100% is probably one of the best leaders you can have, is someone who gives 100%. And what I mean by giving 100% is your top speed on the first set of gassers isn't going to be your top speed on the second to last rep of gassers, but it better be your full speed.
Right.
So, like your phone, if your phone's 75% charged, then you better be using all 75% of your battery.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. So that's what I think.
Good. That's solid advice right there. Old QB1 says you the next Tavon, so start getting the mixtape ready.
Hey, I hope so.
Hey, trust me, OU fans really hope so. I promise you. You come out looking like the next Tavon. We're going to be playing deep into the postseason.
Yeah.
That's funny. Adrian Brandon asks, who's the senior you looked up to when you came back to football?
So the senior group when I was there, a mix of all of them, just because they all had their own characteristics in a way. Some had the smarts, you know, some had the athletic ability. Some just had the kind character.
Yeah.
But really all of them just in a way from trying to get everything off of everyone to help me become better as not only a player, but as a man. So all of them.
I got you. Good. That's a good answer. That's a good answer. I got to know. So is this your dad?
Yeah.
Okay. So if that's your dad, who's this?
That's my aunt.
Are they brother sister?
No. Shanice is my mom's sister.
This is an OSU fan sister. Okay.
Yeah, but they've always been going back and forth. So.
That's hilarious. Man, you brought everybody through. Yeah, and again, a reminder
thank y'all.
As we go to nearly 1,100 people in here across YouTube and Facebook and Twitter, not X, like the video, subscribe to the video or to the channel. We're trying to get to 30,000 by fall camp. So like, comment, subscribe, turn on the little bell notification so you get a notification every time we go live, anything like that. Somebody named Baylor Moore is asking you your favorite Big 12 school. I'm guessing that they want you to say Baylor, but
I'd have to say OSU.
Yeah, you know, you got, you know, the aunt in the chat, you know, mom's an OSU.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I don't have a problem with them, like, even throughout recruitment. You know, they've always been one of the top ones who contacted me, so I really don't have a problem with them. I just feel like that wasn't the best fit for me as a man, not just as an athlete.
Right. Well, and now that we're not in the Big 12 anymore, like, it's okay to have those types of relationships. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to go into Bedlam, you know, four times in 4 years and, you know, feel some type of way every time you're walking onto the field, right? Like, you can still maintain those relationships when you don't, you know, when you don't play them regularly, right?
Yeah.
So, Jeremy Leonard, big fan of yours. Thankful to be on the same team. Always encourages me at Summer Pride when I mess up and I do the drills right. He's so tough, what he says. Battlehold says, have you talked to Bo Bentley or hung out with him at all?
No, not yet. I hope to this weekend. Hopefully he's hosting Jameson because I'll probably be with Jameson a lot this weekend. So hopefully he's hosting him so we can just all hang out and just have a quarterback meeting.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Draw up some plays. Draw up your trick plays. With that and then with Caden Penny at running back.
Running back.
I mean, yeah, you guys got it all figured out.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. So he's locking in. He says, serious question. Do you have a touchdown celebration in mind for your first collegiate touchdown?
See, I've been thinking, like, I literally had this talk with my teammates, like, 2 days ago. Yesterday, actually. I was just telling, I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do because once I see the end zone, like, I don't want to be one of those freshmen who scores a touchdown, then they go crazy and then they never see it again. Like, I kind of want to maintain it, but also, like, maybe just put my hands out, you know, and just – Thank God for that opportunity and then just run like a crazy man.
Yeah.
Just run like a chicken who just got his head cut off or something, just running around, not knowing where to go, maybe run to the wrong sideline.
Yeah, you know, everybody always talks about, you know, what am I going to do when I score my first touchdown, this, that, and the other. It's like, yeah, but you've never scored a touchdown in front of 90,000 people before.
Yeah, so, I know. And just hearing it get louder each
– like, who knows what you're going to do, yard. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's like when Nick Anderson talked about when he caught that touchdown against Texas in the back corner of the end zone. He was like, I didn't know what to do, so I just started yelling. He's like, I just like, blacked out and just started yelling. Yeah. Like, I'm like, you know, sometimes, you know
– I've seen people – I was at one college visit. I've seen someone punt the ball into the air, like, and the game's not over. It's still the third quarter.
Oh, they end up
losing the game, you know, like stuff like that. Like, I don't want to be like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like that's,
I think the touchdown is enough attention.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, act like you've been there before, even if you haven't, like, or act like it's not the last time you're going to be there. There you go. There you go. Maybe obviously,
just, battle. Just hands out. Hit the Heisman.
Battle like wants you to hit the Heisman.
I like that. I actually might.
Your aunt says, "Mama, I love you."
I need to learn that in sign language.
Yeah, there you go. Just come up with a like a sign or something like that.
Yeah.
Dad says, "Just point to me."
Okay.
And then you got some recruiting going on.
Oh no, Eli. No, never.
No. Nope, not at all. Not at all. Well, hey, man, I've taken up a good amount of your time. It's 9:12 here, local Central Standard Time. You got to get to bed. I don't want to be accused of, you know, keeping all these kids up late. So, anyways, I appreciate you so much. You were a fantastic guest. You know, an hour flew by. Shout out everybody that came through, your family members, your friends, your teammates, all those people. Your fellow classmates in the class of 2027, obviously, they came through. Shout out to those guys. Again, before you leave, like the video, subscribe to the channel, hit the bell button to turn on your notifications. And then after you get done with your visit this weekend, I'm not sure, Jameson might come on next week, but I want to get you back on to learn about that visit. That work for you?
Yes, sir. I'd love to be back on.
Awesome, man. Well, even if it's not Jay and Trav specifically, I'll get you on like just a regular recruiting breakdown or something like that to make sure you can talk about your visit. All right.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And thank all of y'all who just came out to watch this.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely. Well, I will see you soon and holler if you need anything, man.
All right. Yes, sir.
All right. Later. Appreciate you, man.